Kandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. Chandu, master of illusion, knows hundreds of magic tricks. Today, I am privileged to offer you one of Chandu's mysterious and amazing tricks. Chandu calls this trick the Assyrian Money Changer, and it changes pennies into dimes. You want this trick? Want to mystify and entertain your friends? Want to be a magician just like Chandu? All right, get that White King box top. Send it with a quarter straight to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, and receive your first Chandu magic trick by return mail. What fun you'll have saying, "See this penny? I lay the penny on the table. Now I cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So, coot, I say. Remove the block, and the penny's gone. Now it's a silver dime." The trick is easy. So easy a child can do it. But it is clever. So clever it is very hard to detect. Start your collection of magic tricks right now with Chandu's Assyrian Money Changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and a White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to print your name and address plainly. By his occult powers gained in India, Frank Chandler forces Mustafa, formerly a member of Chandler's secret order, but now an agent of Roxor's, to meet him in the grotto under the Church of St. Paul on the island of Malta. There, Chandler learns that by a fantastic turn of events, Roxor has actually hidden Robert Regent in the cellars of the huge deserted mansion next door, where Chandler and the Regents are secretly staying. Posing as an Arab with important information about Regent's lost drawings, Chandler goes to the cellars and tricks Roxor into bringing Regent into the room. Instantly, he shouts directions for Regent to escape. In the melee which follows, Roxor plunges headlong into an ancient underground well. Meanwhile, Bob and Betty are exploring the tangled garden of the old house next door to the church. It is night. Chandu, the magician.
Keep away from the gates, Betty.
Huh?
Well, you know what Uncle Frank said.
Oh, it's so dark, nobody could see us if they did come along.
Somebody will, going to church. Now, come away. You want to spoil everything for Uncle Frank?
Of course not. I wish Mother'd come out with us. She hasn't been out of the house since we got here.
Doggone it. I wish she hadn't been around when Uncle Frank got that message from the yogi. She's sure he meant Dad's going to die.
Oh, I know she is. Poor Mother. You know, I feel kind of guilty about Daddy.
Guilty?
Well, yes. Because he just doesn't seem real to me at all. He seems like somebody I've read about in a story.
Well, you needn't feel guilty. Mom knows we can't remember him very well.
Let's go over this way, Bob. I like to walk in the long grass. And the broken stone seats in the pool make it like an enchanted garden in a story.
Like an old cemetery. That's what it's really like.
Oh, Bob, don't say that.
Somebody ought to put in a few days around here with a lawnmower and a pair of hedge clippers.
And take away all the atmosphere?
Oh, you think it's hot stuff to imagine the place is full of ghosts.
Ghosts? Oh, no!
Pipe down. Somebody will hear you.
Gee, I forgot. Bob, do you know something?
Well, what?
Maybe it's Uncle Frank the yogi meant.
Huh?
When he said that about the appearance of death. And for Uncle Frank not to think it was real.
Gosh, I never thought of that. Uncle Frank's been gone since 7 o'clock. You'd think if he found out where Roxor is, he'd be back by now.
Or send Daddy to tell us.
Yeah. Unless...
Unless what?
Well, if those guys of Roxor's got Uncle Frank...
Oh, dear. I wish he'd let us know what's...
Bess!
What?
There's somebody inside the garden.
Huh?
Way over by the orange tree. See him? An arrow.
Oh, let's go back in the house.
Well, you go. I'm going to see what he wants.
No.
Why not?
After all the trouble Uncle Frank went to keep people from knowing we're here?
Well, he didn't think anybody could get in. And if they can get into the garden, they might get into the house. Now, go on inside.
I will not.
Look, I don't have to tell him who we are.
Oh, that's right. We can say we're tourists. And we just came in to see the place.
Okay. Let's say the governor told us we could look around.
Because it was so picturesque.
Let's make it good. Let's say we're staying at the governor's house. That ought to get rid of him in a hurry.
And you're always saying I think things up.
Well, we don't want the guy prowling around the house in the middle of the night. That's all Mom needs.
Well, I'm glad now she didn't come out with us. Oh, look, he's coming over here.
Oh, I'll talk to him. And for Pete's sake, don't act like you were scared or you'll wreck everything.
Oh, I won't. And remember, we don't want him to know Uncle Frank's not here either.
I thought I saw someone over here. Does anyone live in this house?
Oh, I don't think so. Why?
Are you looking for someone?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am. I'm looking for Mr. Chandler. Mr. Frank Chandler. Do you know him?
Oh, no, we don't know him.
We've heard of him, though. You see, we're staying with the governor, and he thought we might like to look around this old house, so we came over here.
We've heard the governor speak of Mr. Chandler. He's a friend of his.
Oh, I see. How far is it to the governor's residence?
Oh, not very far.
But, Bob, didn't the governor say Mr. Chandler was living in Valletta?
Huh? Oh, yes, that's right. I think he did.
Valletta? Well, that's quite a long way, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. And if you're going to go there, you better get started. You can go... Say, the gates are locked. How did you get in here?
I? Oh, well, shall we say I prefer not to tell you.
Oh, Bob, I bet he is one of Roxor's men.
Look, I think you ought to tell us how you got in, because, well, the governor might think it's our fault. Nobody's supposed to come in here.
Anyway, don't you think you'd better go now if you're going all the way to the letter tonight?
Well, I suppose so. But how am I to leave if the gates are locked?
Oh, I have a key to the little gate at the side. I'll let you out.
We should be going anyway. Don't you think so, Bob?
Sure. The governor will think we got lost. Well, the gate's right over here. You can't miss the road to Valletta. Just go around the corner of the wall, and there you are.
Well, goodbye.
Bob? Betty? Where are you?
Oh, great. We'll be right there, Mom.
She has her flashlight. She'll see him.
My, isn't it dark? I can't see you.
Who is that? Answer me. Who is she?
Why?
I wish you'd come in now. It's... Bob. Bob, who is this man?
Give me that flashlight. Dorothy.
Robert. Oh, Robert, it's really you.
Dorothy. Dorothy, sweetheart.
Oh, Robert.
Why?
I thought...
I can't believe you're real. And not just a dream I've had over and over all these years.
Oh, I'd given up hope of finding you. And after we got your letter saying you were ill... Oh, what have they done to you?
Nothing that matters now. Nothing matters but the miracle of seeing you again.
We'll go home tomorrow if we can. You can sit in the sun and get well again. I'll never let you out of my sight. Oh, darling, you're so thin.
I'll be fine now. You mustn't worry about me, my dear.
Holy Moses, Betts. It's Dad, all right. Now what?
Those whopping lies we told him. He'll think we're juvenile delinquents.
At least...
I'm going to tell Uncle Frank. He'll fix everything.
Yeah, but where is he? Dad got away from Roxor, but...
Bob, let's go and tell the governor what Uncle Frank said right now, without waiting for morning.
Yeah, let's. We could... Hey, there's another flashlight.
Let's go and see if it's Uncle Frank.
Wait. If it should be Roxor...
Oh, it's Uncle Frank. I know it is. Come on. Frank.
I can't stop now, Betty. Your father must be out here somewhere. He can't have gone far.
Well, he did come out here, but we didn't know him, so we
told him... You didn't send him away. Where did he go?
Oh, let us tell you first. We were trying to keep him from finding out where you were.
And anyway, he's dressed in Arab clothes, and he's even got a beard. We didn't know him from the Mufti of Jerusalem.
Where is he?
Down by the little gate. With Mother. Will you tell him we're not usually so...
Oh, right, Betty. I'll explain it to him.
Oh, see them? There by the gate.
Mother, here's Uncle Frank.
Oh, Frank, Robert's here. He's right here.
He knows all about it, Dorothy. Well, Frank, the third time's the charm.
Hello, Bob. I thought for a minute or two down there we wouldn't make it after all. You didn't know me, did you?
Well, in those clothes with dust all over your face? Oh, how good it is to see you.
Uncle Frank.
Oh, yes, yes. You and the children didn't know each other either.
The children? You don't mean the two I saw here a few minutes ago. They aren't Bob and Betty Lou.
They are indeed.
Why?
And very much worried about the yarn they told you to keep you from fighting me. Come on, you two.
How do you do, Daddy? Oh, please don't think we tell fibs like that all the time, because that would mean Mother hadn't brought us up very well.
Bet, for Pete's sake.
Oh.
Gee, Dad, am I glad to see you, sir.
Come here, both of you. And I don't think anything except how glad I am to see you.
Well, they're quite a pair.
They're wonderful.
Well, Dorothy, can't we go somewhere where I can really see you all?
Well, of course we can. We'll go back in the house.
But Bowden's in there.
Roxor?
What? In our house?
No, he isn't. That is, not alive.
Did you kill him, Frank? Did you?
No, he was killed accidentally. He fell into the old well in the cellars.
Bob, we did it.
You?
I guess we did it that. We left the cover off that old well yesterday, Uncle Frank.
So that's how it happened.
Brother.
Well, I really don't understand any of this at all. Do you live here, Frank, and all of you?
Well, it's a long story. Come inside. We'll tell it to you. Or begin to.
Oh, we'll have years and years to tell you everything. Frank, do you suppose we could possibly get plane tickets tomorrow?
Well, I don't see why not.
For a guy that can do what you can, 5 plane tickets ought to be a breeze.
4, you mean?
You're forgetting Daddy.
Oh, no, I'm not.
You're going home with us, Frank.
I can't, Dot. You know why.
Oh, that message from the Yogi.
The Yogi? What do you mean?
Well, that's part of the story, Bob. I'll put you all on the plane after I've cleared up the final details about Roxor's death.
And what about Bowden?
Oh, you mean Roxor. Oh, little you know, Dad. Wait till you hear.
Yes. And then we'll say goodbye for a while. I must leave at once for India.
Would you like to be a magician? Would you like to mystify your friends with magic tricks? Chandu the magician has a magic trick for you. Chandu calls it the Assyrian money changer. It's a great trick. Changes pennies into dimes. And we'll send it to you for just 25 cents and a White King box top. This trick is fascinating. Listen, you lay a penny on the table. Cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot, you say. Remove the block, and the penny's gone, and you see a bright, shining silver dime. Wonderful, isn't it? And it's so simple, you can do it not once, but again and again and again. Your friends will never catch on. To get Chandu's Assyrian money changer, just mail 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap. There is no soap like White King. You will love White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Dorothy Regent is played by Irene Tedrow. Your announcer is Howard Culver. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.